Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We can get to the
exciting news and breaking news out of the baseball program at Wichita State. As you would expect, Shane, Eric Wedge not letting a lot of grass grow beneath his feet. He's getting after things, and he's doing some pretty outwardly impressive things in my mind.
Well, yesterday it was announced that he would be retaining Mike Pelfrey as his pitching coach. So Pelfrey stays in place after, I don't know if interim season is correct. I guess it's not. But he filled in for Mike Steele, who abruptly resigned last January and stayed on in what turned out to be Todd Butler's last year. And so that news broke yesterday afternoon. We can get to the Twitter question here in a little while. But it was just announced that Wichita State and Eric Wedge has announced that former Wichita State outfielder and assistant coach, and also former Charlotte head coach, Lauren Hibbs, has been named the new director of baseball operations and player development.
So excited about that.
This is an interesting move that Eric makes here, which I'm not opposed to whatsoever in this particular role. First of all, it's hard to believe that Scooter was the head coach at Charlotte for 27 years. That ages us all a little bit, right? He was, for those that don't remember, Lauren Hibbs was an outfielder for Wichita State from 1982 to 1984. He was an assistant coach at Wichita State from 85 to 92. Best fungo hitter I think I've ever seen. He returns.
And that's saying something, because JT was pretty good, too.
Yeah, JT could wield the fungo, too. You're right.
Yes, he could.
There was some – I tell this story. I get sidetracked, but it's kind of worth telling. For those of you that aren't familiar, fungo bat is one, a baseball bat, only skinnier, that you hit ground balls to your infielders with, and I guess fly balls to your outfielders with too. But there were some times my freshman year – Scooter was on the staff then, Lauren Hibbs was, when I was here as a freshman. And every once in a while – not often, but every once in a while, when the catchers needed framing practice – you know, framing pitches, Hibbs would get up on the hill and hit fungos to the catchers as strikes. he would hit strikes to the catchers to allow them to frame pitches one way or the other. That's how good he was with a fungo. But anyway, here, and this is just my own speculation. Lauren got tired of coaching. 27 years is 27 years, but sure. He also had a golden opportunity to not only come back to Wichita, but to be around Eric again and give Eric somebody that knows the ins and outs of college baseball as the operations guy. And he doesn't necessarily have to get out and recruit and doesn't have to hit the road like he did, you know, tirelessly for over 30 years when it came to his time at Wichita State before in Charlotte. Pretty perfect move, really.
I think so, too. On top of everything else, Shane, a guy that has been through so much of the wars that he's comfortable in his own skin and wouldn't be intimidated by the presence and the persona of Eric Wedge and his experience, which I think is huge.
Or lack of experience on Eric's part, where Scooter could just walk across the hall and say, look, here's what you're going to have to deal with, this, and this.
Exactly.
Because Hibbs knows the NCAA rule book inside and out. Eric doesn't. So, boom. Problem solved.
It's fabulous for Eric. It's fabulous for Scooter. And it's just absolutely can't miss. I was very pleased to hear that Mike Pelfrey was going to be retained. I thought that was fabulous. And so what we've got right now is a very strong, deeply rooted Wichita State connection taking form on Eric's staff. But I just – and there are going to be some newbies – out there that are saying, Scooter Hibbs, Lauren, who? This is a huge move, I think. I think he's an incredibly, an invaluable piece of the puzzle to Wichita State. Just so pleased for the program.
Lauren Hibbs, 8-19, 6-82, and 5 in Charlotte. So he won almost 820 games for Charlotte, 7 conference regular season championships. And again, I'm speaking for Hibbs. I haven't talked to him. He hasn't let me in on anything. But I'm just speculating here that he had his run as a head coach, and it was a hell of a run. It wasn't just like he tried it for 8 or 10 years. It was 27 seasons in Charlotte.
So well, he made the program there.
And now he gets to come back. I don't know how often he got back. I mean, I saw him now and then, but not often. And so now he's back, and he's – for people that don't know, the director of ops for a particular sport, be it basketball or baseball, is way more valuable than fans might think. They're not just the guys or gals that set up the meals after the game, okay? The directors of ops are basically coaches, and obviously – Lauren Hibbs was a coach. And so everything that Eric doesn't know about college baseball, Lauren Hibbs does and will. Now, that's not to diminish this hiring or this announcement, but to me, the real key will be the next hire. This will be arguably the most important hire. And that's somebody that's going to recruit for Wichita State baseball. The head recruiter and assistant coach is Eric's next and last hire before this is complete. It'll be interesting to see who it is. I have my guesses and I have my wishes, but as big and as splashy as Lauren Hibbs coming back to Wichita State is, the next hire will go a long way in defining the future of Shocker baseball, in my opinion. We'll find out who it is. But
don't disagree. I think you're on target.
Me, the next guy needs college recruiting experience. And I'll just leave it at that. So you can fill in the blanks who that qualifies and who that disqualifies. But
has there been any player movement at all? Have we heard anything in the rank and file about?
Nothing that's been released, but there's been a little movement. But it's attrition.
Okay.
It's going to happen. It would happen if Todd Butler was still here. You know, so nothing earth-shaking, I don't think. But for those that have stood pat in order to, you know, kind of hear this, let this play out, good for them, players I'm talking about. But, as of 17 minutes ago, the release is out there. Lauren Hibbs is coming back to Wichita State, technically as Assistant Athletics Director for Baseball Operations and Player Development.
Good man.
He is a good man.
Better than that.
Mm-hmm.
Better than that, even. Just a tremendous baseball guy.
He was, for you youngsters out there, three-time All-Missouri Valley, selected to the 1982 College World Series All-Tournament team, still holds the NCAA single-season record, and will forever, let's be honest, now that there's a limit on games, for runs scored with 125 back in 1982. Scooter, you'll always have that record, buddy. Always.
That's solid.
He's also inducted in the Kansas Baseball Hall of Fame in 2018. So, welcome home. Times two. Welcome home,
kidding.
Eric Wedge. Welcome home, Lauren Hibbs.
From right down the road in Wellington. So he's a native of the area and the whole nine yards. It's just very, very exciting on a lot of different levels. I don't know, Shane. There's a couple of guys with roots in the program. I mean, to this point, I got to tell you, I am really excited. Really, really excited at this point.
Well,
and I agree with you. This next hire is huge because I think it will largely define the staff's ability to be successful quickly. And I think that given time, they'll be successful anyway, but you need, you got to get players, got to get players coming through. Hold on to this recruiting class that apparently, I guess, is fairly well respected from what I've read. Now, that's only print on paper.
Exactly. And no disrespect to recruiting services or stars or whatever, but who really knows?
Yeah.
But it's incumbent upon Eric Wedge now, and I know he knows this, and this is part of the reason why he took the job. He needs to coach him up. And that's what I'm sure he fully intends to do. No matter what kind of recruit you have, whoever's in your program need to be coached up and need to be maybe in some cases propped up to believe they're better than they really are.
Sure.
But if there's ever a sport where you can get away with that, it's baseball. So exciting times at Wichita State, but there's one more hire to make. And we'll let you know when we find out.
At the end of the day, Shane, and you're uniquely qualified to make this judgment, how are players different today than 30 years ago? Because this is part of the question that Eric Wedge is going to be dealing with. Probably not so much because he's dealt with it on the professional level, and there's trickle-down, obviously. So he has that experience. But the college baseball player, what's changed about them from the day? And let's go back to Eric Wedge in 89.
What's changed at the top of my list is players want to know why now.
Okay.
We did what we were told, or we would figuratively get our asses beat back then. And I know you know this too. So you blindly did what you were told. At this particular level. Now, maybe you didn't as a pony leaguer or a legion, you know. But at this level, you did what you were told. You respected your coaches, and you did what they asked of you. Not that players nowadays are disrespectful, but they want to know why now. And it's kind of...
What's my motivation?
Why would I do that? Yes. I'd like to... You need to explain why I need to do this. I don't know what it has to do with travel teams / academy teams / tryouts, perfect game, area code games. I don't know if the two go hand in hand. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But that's the other thing that is the departure from Eric Wedge's college playing days until now. You get to play all year round, and you get to show off instead of worry about winning games.
Hmm.
Now, that may sound... old school. It may sound like I'm shaking my fist at the cloud walk, you know, wandering by. But those are two of the differences with players nowadays. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make them better or worse than they were back in 1989. Just makes them different. They want to know why. And they also are programmed / coached into showing off your particular skills, whatever they may be, to get you to that next level. And Eric will know this firsthand. He's from Fort Wayne, Indiana. He was not a highly heralded player, but Wichita State thrived on getting those guys. And the phrase that I use all the time is Brent, JT, and Scooter turned over rocks to find us.
Sure.
You don't have to do that now. In fact, if you're doing it now, you're probably behind. Don't do that now. It's different now. Because of the players playing year-round, because of YouTube. Everybody's got a YouTube video. If you can't find a player now, you're not trying very hard. They're everywhere. And not that they're more prevalent, which may or may not be true, but they're more easily found now.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to Jerkwater, Oklahoma, to find the next Braden Looper, for example. You know, and nor should you. Like I said, I don't think you should, because there are high-level players all over the place and very readily found because of technology the way it is today. So there's my long-winded answer to your question.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer, and I concur. And you're right, and you use a good term. It doesn't make them any better or any worse. It just makes them a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly right. it is a little bit different. The one thing that I asked someone about this not too long ago, the only thing that they added was everything is set up individually now. So you're looking to shine individually. Now, baseball is a game of shining individually anyway. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that you got to kind of battle against is the importance of the person instead of the importance of the collection of people that make a team, and which I thought was an interesting statement. So, and that may or may not be true. But
this will truly be a case of old school meets new school with Eric Wedge taking over this program.
Pretty good stuff. Pat Bowlen is gone, succumbing to effects in his battle against Alzheimer's at the age of 75. The owner of the Denver Broncos, but what did he mean beyond that to the National Football League and to you, the fan, sitting at home watching football on television? Part of our conversation as we continue rolling into hour number two, Shane and Bruce, right here, Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.